it was brilliant stuff. It was very brilliant stuff. But it was part of a terminal misunderstanding between him and Hitchcock. Hitchcock wanted a romantic score.
But he didn't get it in the end.
No, because Herman didn't think like that. I'll never forget it. The last time I saw him, we had a fight only over one thing. My dear friend of mine, Richard Rodney Bennett, had written a score for a film called The World of Henry, The Orient Express.
Okay.
And he had, I thought, was a brilliant idea, because it was sort of a pastiche score, but he did this waltz that he did for the train, when the train takes off. I thought it was just brilliant, because the way I think of other composers' work is brilliant is when I say, I wish I had thought of that. And when I envy the fact that I wouldn't have thought of it, I really like it. Anyway, so I was, Herman and I, obviously we were talking about what's going on in music, what have you heard lately, and so on and so forth. And this is a clue to where he went wrong with Hitchcock. And I said, God, that thing that Richard Rodney Bennett did, with the train, the waltz, and so on and so forth. And he said, it was ridiculous. He said, it was ridiculous. That train was a train of death. Well, kind of give me a break, The Orient Express, a train of death. Who could take that film seriously, But he was very intense. That's the way he saw things. If he had done it, it would have been a train of death.